When you do go to sell a property, you should take time to compare the two contracts. The two contracts look very similar, but there are differences throughout. The provisions that favor the buyer in the purchase contract have been changed or removed in the sales contract to benefit and protect you when you're selling. Okay, let's recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. Understanding basic contract law and standard pre-printed real estate contracts can give you an edge when you're ready to make an offer. To understand such contracts, you must study them and become familiar with their language. To provide you with the contracts that you'll need for all your transactions, I've prepared two standard contracts, each of which is available in the Real Estate Forms portfolio. The real estate purchase contract is written to benefit you when you buy, and the real estate sales contract is written to benefit you when you sell. You must understand the purpose of each section before you can structure a transaction to your benefit. Any specific provisions that are not covered in the contracts should be included in an addendum. Even if you decide that you're going to have a lawyer draw up every one of your contracts, you still need to understand basic contract law and what the implications of a contract are. And since I know that you won't be having a lawyer do all your contract writing, it's even more appropriate for you to learn how real estate contracts work.